Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dr. Russo, the New York Times recently published an article suggesting that school children seem unlikely to fuel coronavirus surges. What do you make of that assessment based on your knowledge of the virus to this point?
Well, I think some early preliminary data that has been put out there is encouraging, but I think it needs to be put in context. First, we know that children of all ages can get both infected and transmit the disease. There's some data that suggests that perhaps younger children, less than 10, may be less susceptible to getting infected. It's a little unclear if they're as good as transmitting the disease as older children, which can transmit the disease as well as adults. So certainly the risk of transmission in schools and the risk of children then going home and transmitting it to individuals in the household is unquestionably real, and we need to be aware of that. We can't let our guard down. Secondly, we know there have been, in this country and other countries, a number of outbreaks in schools. So this news should not be interpreted as schools are perfectly safe, there's no issues, coronavirus cannot be transmitted, we don't need to worry about that particular setting. I think, and I'm hoping, what we're seeing is the fact that plans have been put in place, public health measures are being used within the school setting, and that for the most part, those measures have been effective in minimizing the number of cases that occur in that setting. And so I think we need to go ahead and interpret this news as, if we execute our public health measures, then at least we won't see a huge surge due to schools above the baseline community level of spread.
And how much, you kind of alluded to it already, but how much stock do you think school administrators should put into articles, research like this, especially kind of with, I don't want to say the science is changing all the time, but we hear different things, here and there. Do you think developments like this should be strong enough to start to change course on school protocols?
Oh, I think we need to be as rigorous as ever, if not more stringent, with school protocols designed to minimize the spread of the new coronavirus within our schools. Now, these studies are extraordinarily difficult to do. There is not, as of yet, widespread testing of students in school. And, our schools and our community are intertwined, and teasing out where transmission may be occurring is extraordinarily difficult. So I would really interpret this sort of very preliminary data that's, and in part modeling that's been put out there, is that if we utilize these rigorous public health plans, then at least we could, at this point, carry on with that critically important educational mission. Going to school, particularly for certain types of children, is so, so important. So that if the plans are in place, at least at this point, it looks like we could carry on, but we cannot let our guard down for a moment. And in fact, if during the school year we identify processes that could even be better and improve upon the initial plans, because obviously this is a brave new world, right? Learning how to do this as safe as possible. then those modifications should be made.
I spoke with Mark Laurie, who's the superintendent of Niagara Falls City Schools, and he doesn't anticipate any major shift in policy until a vaccine becomes widespread, at least, you know, being less rigorous about protocols. Is this a good way of approaching the issue for the time being?
Yeah, I think that's a great way. I think we should carry on with the plans that were initially put in place. And as I said, if we could identify improvements on those plans, we should go ahead and employ those and make them part of the fabrics of the plans as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.